Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1740 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Whether he would rather have a job around the terminal station than one just making $8 per month. I did not ask McKnight if he, McKnight, could learn to drive an automobile, nor did I tell him then, if you would not like the job at the terminal station, I will learn you to drive the car and give you a job. McKnight did state, after he made his affidavit, that he believed Ham would be done him by the people at the place he was working and by the detectives, and I did tell him that there was a little Negro house in the rear of my house, and if Manola would consent to go to work for me, I would be glad to have her, and that I could protect McKnight if he was living that close to me. McKnight told me that he would be afraid to go back to Beck and Gregg's to work after he had told me the truth, and asked me if I did not know of some place where he could secure a job for him. I told him that I would see Ike Schoen, who operated a guano plant in the city, and asked Schoen if he could use another man. I did see Mr. Ike Schoen and told him the circumstances surrounding Albert McKnight, and asked Mr. Dot Schoen if he had an opening for another man, and Mr. Dot Schoen told me to send Albert around, and he would take him to the foreman, and if there was any possible chance for him going to work, they would as soon have Albert McKnight as anyone else until they found out that he was worthless, and if they did find out he was not a good workman, they would discharge him. I told Mr. Dot Schoen that of course I expected McKnight to hold the job on his merits. I then informed McKnight in accordance with the above statement, and McKnight went to Mr. Schoen's place, and McKnight was put to work. I never told McKnight that anyone was looking for him for the purpose of making him a witness in the Conley case. I never told McKnight to leave the city, but as a matter of fact, I did not know that McKnight had left the city and did not know where he was until I read in the papers that McKnight had been hurt on a railroad crossing on McDaniel Saint. I did not know and do not know that McKnight had a mother living in Stockbridge, Ga., and I never told McKnight to go there. I did call on McKnight at the Fairhaven Hospital after he was injured and was accompanied by W.J. Burns, Herbert Haas, and Dr. Dot Hanok. Burns went over the contents of the affidavit I had taken from McKnight, with McKnight, and McKnight told Burns and the others.